You're listening to SBS News.
On a hospital table in Gaza City, the body of six-week-old Yusuf lies limp and lifeless, with protruding ribs and a bandage on his frail arm where a drip once was. Doctors at the hospital say Yusuf died of starvation. His uncle, Adam Al-Safadi, says his family could not find any baby formula to feed him in time.
The baby is 40 days old and there are no milk boxes in the country. Wherever you go searching for a box of milk, you don't find it. A box of milk now costs $100. We can't afford it and it's not available. The mother can't breastfeed. There's no food and drink, so there's no breast milk. The baby died of malnutrition. The child had malnutrition and the mother had malnutrition. This is the case for all of Gaza Strip's children.
Dr. Mohammed Abu Salmia is the director of Al-Shifa Hospital, where Yusuf was taken. He says the baby was one of 15 people who starved to death in the past 24 hours, and he fears that number will likely rise.
Famine and starvation are now hitting the Gaza Strip hard. The most fragile category of people who are suffering from malnutrition, which is affecting their lives, are children, patients and elderly people, especially child patients, whose situation is getting a lot worse because of malnutrition. Until now, we registered more than 86 deaths since the beginning of this crisis. During the past 36 hours, there has been 21 deaths because of malnutrition, and numbers are subject to increase significantly.
Israeli military statistics show that since 2023, an average of 146 aid trucks have entered Gaza each day. The United States has previously stated that a minimum of 600 trucks per day are needed to feed everyone in Gaza. The UN's World Food Programme has declared that in Gaza, the hunger crisis has reached new and astonishing levels of desperation. Sitting atop empty water containers, Yasser Sada says people are collapsing from hunger.
People started losing the ability to walk, losing the ability to move. Their movement is abnormal because of malnutrition, and there are no essential items for food. Bread, the basic and main substance of food, is not present or is barely present in the Gaza Strip because of the siege and the closure of borders.
The Norwegian Refugee Council is one of the largest independent aid organisations in Gaza. Secretary General Jan Egeland says supplies are exhausted, and even some of his staff on the ground are starving.
And of course, there's hundreds of truckloads just for my organizations waiting to get in. That's why we are so angry, because our job is to help women, children, the innocent survive. And we're not used to people beyond Assad in Syria, beyond some of the armed groups in the Congo or in Sudan, deny us access. We're not used to a government supported by Western capitals systematically starving entire populations.
But the United Nations Human Rights Office says starvation is not the only risk. It says more than 1,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed by Israeli forces since May while trying to access aid. Head of OCHA, Ajith Sunge, says these numbers have been verified.
We have put out a statement today giving out a certain figure, 1,100 plus. We're very certain of the number. This is not a number that is coming from the Ministry of Health, which is usually disputed by the Israelis. So we do our independent gathering of information, and that's based on several sources that we have on ground, and that's reliable. We work with them for years now.
Most of the recent killings have taken place in the vicinity of US-Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is run by a private US contractor. Israel says its soldiers do not target civilians, and it rejects the death tolls reported by aid groups and by Gaza's health ministry. But Ajith Sungai says if Israel denies these killings are occurring, they should allow independent investigation.
We have to remember the Israeli Defense Force themselves have admitted to have shot on several occasions. So that's one thing that we need to keep in mind. The other point is we have always said it's important to investigate these killings. What the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation then and the IDF needs to do is to investigate this, not completely dismiss that this is not happening. And that's not true. And finally, when we have such disputes and even broader questions that have come up about this conflict, allow independent media, allow people like you to go into Gaza. What is there to hide?
The World Health Organization says the Israeli military has also attacked its staff residence and main warehouse in Deir al-Balah, which is located in an evacuation zone. Spokesperson Tariq Yasarovich says forces raided the residence of their employees and male staff were handcuffed, stripped and interrogated.
The house where WHO staff is residing has been attacked. Israeli military moved into the premises. They ordered women and children to leave on foot. And they sort of interrogated, stripped, handcuffed male residents. And one of our staff is still detained. We don't know what other charges. We demand his release.
The Israeli military says that its forces came under fire while operating in the vicinity and responded. It did not deny raiding the WHO facility, but says any of those it deems suspects are being treated in accordance with international law. Meanwhile, in Israel, protesters have taken to the streets of Tel Aviv, carrying sacks of flour on their backs and placards showing pictures of emaciated children. The protest was organized by the Standing Together movement, a grassroots organization that says its goal is to build a new majority within Israeli society that supports peace, equality, and social and environmental justice. Sharda Bishara is a member of the group's national leadership and says the crowds are demanding an end to what they have described as Israel's policy of starvation in Gaza.
We know that a lot of Palestinians right now are experiencing starvation and famine due to the policy of the Israeli government not to allow any humanitarian aid to enter to the Gaza Strip. And therefore, we are coming with, as you see, bags of flour to demonstrate our, first of all, anger against this inhumane policy, as well as to show that there is a majority within the Israeli society, Palestinian citizens of Israel, as well as Jewish, that they are strongly against what is happening right now in Gaza.
Earlier this week, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong, along with more than 20 of her global counterparts, signed a joint statement calling for an immediate end to Israel's violence and denial of humanitarian assistance. The United States says top envoy Steve Witkoff will travel to Europe for talks on a ceasefire agreement and the opening of aid corridors. International negotiator and fellow at the Geneva Center for Security Studies, Nomi Baryakov, says leaders in the West are feeling increasing pressure to take action.
No, I think that the states are responding to the daily deaths of innocent people. We have almost gotten accustomed to hearing that there are up to three figures of innocent deaths every single day. It's become part and parcel of the news, and they're coming under pressure, these governments, from their own people, you know, and that's where I think the problem it's coming. I think they're worried. European leaders are worried that they will be toppled because they're not taking action in the face of very clear war crimes.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.